All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, June 17th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a 9-game MLB main slate later this evening, as well as game 5 of the NBA Finals. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second way, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. But it is Monday here, so we do have to announce the winners for our Birdie Battle competition. For those of you guys who haven't been following along, Birdie Battles are summer golf promotion here where we are ultimately giving away two tickets to the 2025 Masters at the end of the challenge here. We're a little bit over halfway through, but there's still opportunities to qualify and win prizes each and every week. So we are going to announce the winners for our top finisher and pick somebody to give tickets away to for next week's contest. But first and foremost, we did a special promotion for the U.S. Open where the top finisher for this week for the birdie contest not only gets a custom SaberSim golf hat and an entry into the Masters free roll, but they are also going to get the SaberSim, the custom SaberSim golf bag just for being the top finisher. They did not have to win the contest. So, huge shout out to Dice Hawk here for taking 76th place in the birdie, 426 fantasy points, and being the top finisher in the contest. So going to get that SaberSim golf bag as well as the hat and the entry into the free roll. So congratulations to Dice Hawk. And then I've grabbed all the names of everybody who participated here. We had 129 people max out the birdie this week, dropped all the names into our trusty wheel of names. Going to click shuffle here, and we are going to see who gets free entry into next week's birdie contest. But looks like the winner is going to be written down here on the sheet. All right, let's get out of that. Might help us to move a little faster here. So Tobster58 and Dice Hawk are our two winners this week. Congrats to both of you. Our support team will be reaching out to you guys so you can claim your prizes, and we appreciate everybody participating each and every week. All right, with that said, going to get the SaberSim app pulled up here. No questions to get us started today. So with Game 5 of the NBA Finals on deck today, we thought it would be a good, fun time to build some NBA lineups and talk some NBA strategy. So first thing I'm going to do here, come into my contest tab, go to all contests. I'm just going to set up a contest sim here. Say I'm playing the $1.20 max tonight. So I'm going to right click on my contest, click add contest sim and get that set up. Going to come into the app, make two small adjustments to projections, like super small 0.01, 52.28. Oops. 52.28. And now that those two small adjustments unlock our build lineups button. I like to build with min salary at zero here. That doesn't guarantee that we're going to get low salary lineups, but I just like to allow it for showdown purposes here. And then for the sake of this example, we're only going to build 200 lineups and not 2000. So lineups are building now. One thing I could do, you know, while this runs, you know, the showdown builder can take a little bit more time than your regular classic builds, especially when you're building a full pool, is just go in and do a geomean calculation while that's running just to be time efficient here. So normally what I'll do is, like, while the lineups are building, I'll come into my contest sim settings and just go and see how many entries there are in this contest. So there's about 59,000 entries here, and I'm going to use a geometric mean custom metric and filter to filter out lineups that are more likely to be highly duplicated. So what I would do while this build is running is go to my calculator. And let's say that, you know, I want to start at a baseline of playing lineups that are projected to be duped no more than 20 times, right? So I'd come in here, do 20, which is the number of deuce I'm shooting for, divided by the number of entries in the contest, 59,000. Take that to the power of 1 divided by 6, where 6 is the number. This denominator is going to be 5 instead of 6. And then I'm going to get a value here of 26.4. So now that I have that, first thing I need to make sure I do is have a GeoMean custom metric set up where it is solving for the value of each lineup's geometric mean. And then once I do that, I can come in and use a filter here saying show lineups with GeoMean less than 26.4. And then it's going to go and find all of the lineups that have a geometric mean greater than that value, move them to the trash here. So for my 200 lineups, we got rid of 54 and I'm left with 146, which is a good baseline start, you know, filtering out about 25% of my pool. Totally okay with that. Now this is how to do it on the advanced and ultimate subscriptions. If you're on starter, standard, advanced, what I would do is set this up as a rule. So come to your lineup rules and then set up a aggregate rule type that says my own geo mean no more than, and then you would put your value in here, which would have been 26.4. You would save that and then you would build lineups after, right? So that's how to do it on all plans here. But now that we got our filter set up, we got to change our custom, our sorting metric here. So if you're on ultimate, run your contest sim, go and use risk-adjusted ROI. Other than that, I would stick with a single game saber score. That one is going to have sim optimals as a variable in the saber score formula here. What a sim optimal is let's say that, you know, we're running sims and we're building lineups for your pool here. Well, the same six players can be optimal more than once in the sims, and Kyrie captain, Luka utility, Green utility, Tatum utility, Washington utility, Exum utility showed up as the best combination of six players three times. Well, we can use that information to say, hey, this lineup's win probability is probably higher than other lineups where that combination of six players did not show up as often in the sims. So that's what we're doing with the single game saber score. We're taking into account that sim optimal variable here. So good sorting metric to have if you don't have contest sims. And then if you do have contest sims, go and use risk adjusted ROI. And now that I got my sorting metric set up, I got my filter, I'm going to, you know, come in here and find a set of 20 lineups that I'm comfortable with, right? First thing I'm always looking at is leverage. You know, how much leverage do I have on a player compared to their ownership, compared to their pool percentage, right? So having 30% Luka captain looks fine to me because I have 30% Luka captain in my pool. He's just about 2x his ownership here, which is about 14%. So all of that looks just good to me here. One other thing that I like to do is come in and sort by pool percentage. You can see the players that you're taking a stand on. So like, for instance, you know, Tatum is projected to be like 22% owned at the captain, and we're like full fading him here. It makes a little bit of sense to me. We don't really like him on a pool level here. Therefore, we like him even less in our top 20 lineups. But if you're So you're just like not fully aware that you're taking that stand there. So I like to just come in and sort by pool. That way I can look at everybody at a quick glance and make sure like I'm comfortable here. And then one other thing that I would probably do here is, you know, there's only one lineup in our set of 200 that is a Maxi Kleber captain. You know, I'd probably get rid of this. It's just not like a lineup that I'm super comfortable with, especially since he only shows up in the pool one time at the captain position. I'd rather just go and play a different lineup where that player is coming up as optimal more than just one time. So Matt said it once, like on like a pro video, he's saying like, you don't know if that's a 1 in 200 outcome or a 1 in 2000 outcome because it never happens again. So in that but anyway, scrolling down to the last lineup in my set, you know, that only got us down to lineup 21 here. Pretty happy with my captain allocation. Going to jump over to utility. As far as leverages go, you know, looks like our highest leverage is only 24% on Jaylen Brown. His ownership is like 41%. We have him about 65. That's like 1.5x his ownership. Totally cool with me. Not seeing any other like, you know, huge, huge stands here. Taking a stand against Derek White. Okay, you know, it's within that 2 to 3x ownership band on the negative side. Looks all good. But I don't see anything that, like, really jumps out to me as being bad or crazy. So I'm good with this. I'd be happy submitting these 20 lineups and letting them rock and roll. But as far as building lineups for tonight's NBA showdown, I think that's a pretty good, solid starting point for you guys. And feel free to, you know, follow along. But taking a peek here, still no questions. So I think that we are going to call it there. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Good luck in your DFS contest tonight. I will be right back here tomorrow, Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.